Many of you have heard me talk at other times about the message that Helen had received that ultimately became the Song of Prayer, which began as with Jesus telling Helen that the way she had been asking for help, which was, you know, tell me where I should go to buy a coat, tell me where I should go to do this or that, that this was not wrong, but that she could do better. And that he would now give her a series of lessons to help her understand what the real meaning of asking or real meaning of prayer was. All right? And that original special message to Helen then became the Song of Prayer. And basically the introduction was rewritten so that it wasn't personal. But the same content of what Jesus was telling Helen is what now he's telling all of us through that pamphlet. Right? And he was not telling her she did anything wrong in terms of how she was asking in the past, but he was saying, we can do better. In other words, what he was saying to her is the time has come now where we pass childhood by and we begin to become a spiritual adult. Not that it was wrong to ask his help for very specific things, as a little child would ask an older brother, but that will not get you home. So it's very important that we look at what our relationship with Jesus has been and may still be for years to come. And we want to use that rather than as something that helps us dig our grave still deeper in the ego system. It becomes a way that becomes a ladder that leads us out of the ego system entirely. So again, the purpose of all this is certainly not to make you feel bad, not to make you feel guilty, not to make you feel anxious, but to have you recognize, yeah, this is what I've done, and it served me well, and may still serve me well for decades to come. But at some point, I now realize that what the purpose of this course is to help me grow up. The purpose of my relationship with Jesus is to become like him. And later on, I'll read you a number of passages which many of you may know very, very well, but when you read them from this different point of view, they may suddenly leap off the page for you, and you'll recognize he is not asking you to always be a younger brother or sister. He's asking you to grow up and become like him. Right? There's that wonderful line right near the end of the Obstacles to Peace. It's in the final section, which is the lifting of the veil. Right? And he says, together we shall disappear into the presence beyond the veil, not to be seen, but known. Right? Not to be seen is the undoing of the world of perception, the world of illusion. Not to be seen but known is to enter into the world of knowledge, enter into heaven, to become spirit. And he says, together we will disappear into the presence, capital P, that's the presence of Christ, right, beyond the veil. Right. But you can't do that if you're still a little baby, if you're still a little child. And if your goal is simply to be a happier little child in this world, then this course ultimately is not for you. Because you're going to put yourself diametrically opposed to what its purpose is. Its purpose is to help you become, number one, a little child with the right older brother, having Jesus instead of your ego, but then it's something that you now move beyond. Again, it is very, very important that you understand the commitment that you have to maintaining this personal identity. And again, if you have any doubts about it, just realize that you really think you are the person you think you are. Now, and again, what's very helpful is to consider what you do with all those passages in the course that make it very, very clear that the you think you are literally does not exist. You know, again, another example, what do you do with the line that says there is no life outside of heaven? I mean, what would happen if you really sat and thought about it? There is no life outside of heaven. Nobody would want to maintain that this world is heaven. And we all obviously believe that we are here, and yet this course tells us, it's in the Laws of Chaos section, that there is no life here. Right? It would be very clear then, as you continue working with this, that the you that Jesus is referring to is not the you think you are. And so again, what you want to do, in all honesty, is simply consider how terrified you are of giving up this personal identity. And because of that, you must inevitably use Jesus as the means of perpetuating this identity. And from the ego's point of view, what could work better than to really believe and believe you're experiencing and your experiences are true, right, that Jesus himself is reinforcing your identity as a separated individual, different, special self. And again, the reason this is such an important point is that there is no way you can get past something if you're not aware of it as a problem. And what makes this particularly tricky is that if you're not aware of it as a problem, you will sincerely believe that you are doing what this course is saying when you were really not doing it at all. And if you believe you're doing what it is saying, then you'll always be asking the wrong question of the wrong teacher, which means inevitably you'll be getting the wrong answer. Because every question that you ask will have as its purpose to preserve this identity. And you would automatically discount any and all passages in the course that make it very clear that this is not the purpose of this course. And so that you would believe that you're actually following the principles of this course, and you're asking the Holy Spirit or Jesus for help and you're forgiving, but all you're really doing is ensuring that you remain at the very bottom rung of the ladder. Because you are not in touch with the part of you that has a real commitment and investment in preserving your individual identity.